Welcome to Stoic Habits. Make Stoicism a habit every day.
This podcast is brought to you by the Live Stoic Mindset Coaching Programs. Are you looking for clarity and purpose in your lifestyle and career? Then check out livestoic.com/coaching. The mind is the most powerful tool in practicing Stoicism, but you need to take care of the mind. Find out how to maintain your brain on your Stoic path with the Live Stoic newsletter. Go to livestoic.com/newsletter for more information. Enchiridion, Part 48. The condition of character of a layman is that he never expects either benefit or harm from himself, but solely from externals. The condition of character of a philosopher is that he expects all harm and benefit from himself. The signs of one making progress are that he censures no one, praises no one, blames no one, accuses no one, never speaks of himself as being anybody or knowing anything when he is obstructed or hindered in anything. He accuses himself. And if he is praised, he laughs within himself at the person who is praising him. And if he is censured, he makes no defense. But he goes about like an invalid, taking care not to disturb any part of him that is healing before it is perfectly fixed. He has rid himself of all desire. He has transferred his aversion to those things up to us, but contrary to nature. He is moderate in his impulses towards all things. He appears foolish or ignorant. He does not care. And in a word, he keeps guard against himself as his own enemy, and one lying in wait for him. It may sound crazy on the surface, but the reality is making mistakes is indeed good for you. You may be surprised at some of the reasons why. You learn what you need to improve on. If you got a checklist of things you need to do to make your system work, you have made a mistake. Then you know you need to remove that item from your list and replace it with a much better option. In short, mistakes help you improve your systems and processes. Through trial and error, you're making your systems run more efficiently and effectively, whether personal or professional. Making mistakes means you're taking action. At least you're doing something. If you're not doing anything, you never know what's going to work and what isn't. You'll assume it's just working because you think so. When you take action, you learn what methods and what processes are wrong and what's right and what's working for you in your own personal life. Mistakes make you smarter. When you make mistakes, you're forced to think of another way to make sure something runs correctly. By experimenting, you become smarter by finding out why you failed. When you commit mistakes, your mind is able to think outside the box. You start getting creative to arrive at a solution. Mistakes give you an opportunity to start over. Just because you make a mistake or you failed at something doesn't mean it's the end of the world. Far from it. In fact, when you make a mistake, it gives you a fresh start, an opportunity to start over, a clean slate, so to speak. And when you're rebooting, you can go through and review processes to see what you can further improve on in life. Mistakes help you build character. Fail a number of times and you start developing a thicker skin. It makes you less sensitive to criticism and rejections. In short, mistakes make you tougher. But on the other hand, you also become more compassionate as you're willing to help other people who have made mistakes because you have an understanding of them. You share what you know and people benefit from it. Thank you for listening to Stoic Habits. For more on self-improvement with Stoicism, check out our website, livestoic.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.